She has an interesting idea, and we talk about the idea of Beged, in the sixth parsha, the big day kahuna. He sees in his wants, or he understands words through a phonetic relationship between the two of them, between the word Beged and Bogad and Pokat. We spoke once about the idea that Rav Hirsch understands that Pekita means appointing a person to a position, investment of something with its appropriate attributes. So a beggar doesn't mean a covering, but it's a clothing which gives a person his, as it were, his, he's being cloaked with the authority of his office. We use such a language that the beggar represents this commitment to something. The beggar represents that he has the power to do something. So, interestingly enough, in the Big Day Kahuna, the halacha is that a kohen without the Big Day Kahuna is considered a zor, and his avodah is pasul. It's only through wearing the Big Day Kahuna is his avodah kosher. So, without taking human being and cloaking it with something, the person of his own does not have the power to really just of as he comes naturally. He can't, doesn't have the power to accomplish what has to be accomplished. He has to be invested in something. He points out that the begotten have to be given, they belong to Klal Yisrael. They do not, they're give, the money is taken from Klal Yisrael, which means when he's given the authority from Klal Yisrael to represent them, then he has the power of being the Kohen. It's not an intrinsic thing within the Kohen himself. Even we know that obviously that there's certain spiritual genes that the Kohen has, which allow him to once he wears these begadim to be kosher. Without those begadim, without being a Kohen, the begadim would not help. It's only when he sees himself being invested in these begadim, which belong to Klal Yisrael, which means he's a representative of Klal Yisrael, not that he personally has this power. When he usurps it for himself, it's not going to work. When he sees himself as being authorized by Klal Yisrael, then it has that ability. So while getting involved in the symbolism of each individual beged, which Rav Hirsch then proceeds to do so, the whole idea of a beged is raising a person up to some authority, etc. So we picture the Adam Rishon as he's being kicked out of Gan Eden, and the Rishon gives him begodim, means that even though he's fallen, it doesn't mean that he doesn't have a purpose anymore. And probably the most important thing that a person has to remember after doing an Aveira is that that doesn't define who he is. He's still empowered and called upon to have a greater purpose and a higher purpose. So that was symbolized by the Kodesh Baruch Hu giving out a Rishon, begotten at that moment, and saying, you think that you've fallen, and therefore you become worthless. You don't have a purpose in this world anymore. You don't have, I'm not, as it were, cloaking you with something to do, with a responsibility. You did it, you blew it, and it's all over. That's a mistake. That whatever we've done and we've blown, we still have so much more to accomplish, and we cannot look back and cannot get bound up with that. We need to look forward and move forward. So I think that that's a powerful idea of begadim. Begadim help define who we are. Rabbi Yechon says that begadim are called mechabdusa. They are mechabed me. We've spoken many times that the idea of kavod is to recognize the value which is there. The authority which we're given means the responsibility which we're given, the function and the purpose of which we're given is not something which is external. It's the right and the responsibility to do that which intrinsically we have that purpose intrinsically. So we're bringing out through the begadim that which is really innate in the person. The same thing, the begadim of the kohen, when done properly, bring out that which is innate in the kohen. The same thing over here also. So the reason why I appoint this person for this job is because I believe he can do it. The reason why I empower him with the authority and the ability to carry out the job is because I believe he has the innate qualities and to be able to accomplish it. So that's maybe some lessons we can take from the begotten of this week's parsha. Have a good Shabbos.